FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is February 27, 2017. Would you believe that while the stock market has gone up over 200% in the past few years, 54% of Americans have absolutely no money invested there? Well, there's a reason for that. And Sean Lee, president of Beacon Wealth Advisors, will clue us in on it. Sean, welcome back.
Kerry, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, so amazing statistic that 54%, that's more than half of the country, has no money in the market. And of course, there's a reason for that, isn't there?
Absolutely. And when we talk about no money in the stock market, I'm talking about in straight stocks, whether it be in a brokerage account, whether it be within an IRA, within a 401k that could be made up of stock mutual funds or exchange traded funds, things like that. It's just absolutely astounding.
Yeah. So what do you think that is? Obviously, it's they lost a lot of money during the crash, so that knocked a lot of people out. But even people that had money left over, they just don't trust it, obviously, right?
Yeah, there's really a few reasons why, you know, I see that as being probably an accurate statistic. I think the biggest thing, the number one reason is the fear of the market. You know, a lot of folks have lost faith in, you know, what we call our traditional buy and hold strategies where, you know, you have a good diversified portfolio, you have a good allocation mix of equities versus bonds versus commodities, precious metals, things like that. But, you know, that buy and hold mentality where you only, you know, typically only make money if the market's going up, that has really stricken a lot of fear in many traditional, you know, people who are traditionally savers in their mind.
Yeah. So you can't buy and hold anymore, I guess. Is that the crux of it here? I mean,
well, that's one of the things. I mean, I think, you know, with the volatility of the market, if we look back, you know, in past decades, you know, the traditional modern portfolio theory was designed back in the mid 50s. If we look at it today, you know, in decades past, the decades that had, you know, years that had more or less than two plus trading days, where the market was up 2% or down 2%. Typically, we have years, you know, like in the 50s and the 60s, where, you know, maybe we have 34, 35 days out of the year where we have that type of volatility. Well, from 2000 to 2010, we had over 252 trading days that had more than 2% volatility, which is just way out of the ballpark. So absolutely, when you see that kind of volatility, that kind of roller coaster, your traditional buy and hold investor seeing the accounts go up and down, that's a tough ride. That is a really tough ride to deal with. So, you know, we've seen a lot of investors, you know, move more towards a tactical type strategy where, yeah, they combine some elements of strategic investing, but they also have some type of element that provides for some potential loss of principal. Having some type of methodology to actually move out of the market when things start turning south, you know, is definitely a place where we're seeing a lot of folks investing their money in those types of strategies.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So is it just fear, or what are they doing instead? I mean, that's what I'm curious about.
Yeah, you know, fear and greed can, you know, obviously influence investor emotion, and especially from a volatility standpoint. Dalbar does a study every year, and the last one was the year ending 2015, where they basically go back 20 years and look at, you know, how the average investor has performed compared to the general equity markets or the general bond market. And what's interesting is if you go back from the end of 2015, the S&P 500 for the 20-year average was about 8.19%. Yet the average equity investor only averaged about 4.67%. So, I mean, just a little over 50% of what the unmanaged S&P 500 did. It got even worse with bonds. The average fixed income investor only averaged about 0.51% on average during that 20-year period, whereas the Barclays Aggregate Bond Index averaged about 5.34%. So, you know, from a fear and a greed standpoint, you know, Dalbar sees this is that, you know, those emotions are really closely tied to the investment decision. So, you know, for example, why so many people are probably not in the market right now is that we're seeing people that are just now getting comfortable with trying to get back into it because they see their friends, they see their neighbors, their colleagues, them talking about their account balances going up, and they're like, okay, well, maybe it's time for me to get back in. And the problem with that is by the time they do get back in, then we start heading towards a down cycle. And then they basically create the same issues they did back in 2008 and 2009 when they just wrote it almost all the way down to the bottom. And so it's just this vicious cycle of emotional investing, which really causes, you know, a lot of investors to get disheartened and just get out of the market altogether.
So they zig when they should zag, and they zag when they should zig, huh?
That's exactly right. You know, and it really, it does come down to having that disciplined investment approach. If you are going to be a strategic investor, you got to be willing to keep it in there for the long term. And that's traditional market cycles, you're looking at 7 to 10 years for you to have a couple of down, you know, maybe a down period or two, and then have, you know, two or three up periods where you can make that money back and make it back with some profit. But again, we're seeing a lot more investors gravitate towards the things that, you know, whether it has a hedging strategy, maybe it's a equity position where we're buying 50 to 100 stocks, but we also carry some hedges and, you know, in the event of a market downturn, in order to protect against that downside. Or we have some type of tactical overlay that says, hey, when, you know, the short-term moving average crosses below the long-term, we're going to move to cash. And then when it crosses back above, we're going to move back into our stock position. I think so many people just, you know, are not aware that there are lots of really strong strategies out there that can, you know, either produce income consistently during, these types of movements in the stock market, or that are just totally disconnected from the stock market in general from a traditional long investing position and can actually make money in any type of market scenario, whether the market's going up, down, or sideways. I think it's, you know, a lot of it's just lack of education.
So how do you make money in any type of market?
Well, it depends on, again, what type of investor you are and how much risk you're willing to take. I deal primarily with retirees and pre-retirees. So, you know, a lot of those types of investors want to go a lot less. They want to have a lot less risk in their portfolios. So maybe they'll go with more, you know, traditional bond investments that, you know, pay income consistently. And as long as you hold those bonds to maturity, you know, you're going to get your money back, you know, provided that the company that issued that bond doesn't default. Maybe a lot of our clients will use, you know, stocks that actually pay consistent dividends. And we have, you know, really strong models that we use that, you know, maybe it pays out a 3.5-4% dividend regardless of what's going on in the stock market. We've got some programs that we use that, you know, they basically, it's a much more tactical strategy where they're betting based on volatility. So, you know, they take certain types of volatility measures, whether we're going positive volatility or negative volatility, and we're basically betting on both sides of the spectrum. So we can make money whether volatility is increasing or whether volatility is decreasing. There are so many dynamic strategies out there that that are available. It's not just about buying that group of stocks and hoping that the general market's going to go up, because the only way you really make money in that type of investing model is if the markets go up. What do you do when the markets go down? Well, either you sit there and ride it out, or you try to time it. And like Dalbar sees, you know, most people don't time it correctly.
Yeah, well, timing is never easy. There's not too many people who can really time the market well, are there?
Not really. Not over time and not consistently. So again, you know, looking at time-tested investment strategies, really tend to do the best job, you know, over, you know, traditional market cycles.
So options. So, I mean, you have to try to play it safe, but also, especially if you're behind a bit on your retirement, you got to try to make it up a little, right?
Yeah. And that's unfortunately, you know, you look at, you know, the market heights where the S&P 500 as of today was up 2368, the Dow Jones, you know, it's knocking on 21,000. It's tough that, you know, so many people missed out on that big swing upwards, because even, you know, there are a lot of great strategies out there to protect against potential loss, you know, so many of them, you know, do depend on that, those upward movements of the market. Bottom line is we've had a ton of it, especially over the last 12 months.
Yeah. So where does that leave you now? What are you supposed to do?
Bottom line is, you know, look for it. If you're not comfortable, if your listeners aren't comfortable making those decisions on their own, you know, find somebody, find a good investment advisor, somebody who, you know, really has a grasp on what's going on with the market, who has that fiduciary duty to put their clients' interests first. Find somebody that can help guide them, you know, through those types of market cycles.
Yeah. So if you're going to invest in the market, even at this point, how do you do it?
Well, like I said, you know, when I counsel one of my clients on how to do it, we are going much more tactical in our program. So, for example, one of the ones that we use is a stock portfolio, which basically selects 50 stocks across the S&P 500, all 10 market sectors. So we want some good diversification there in different types of stocks. But these are also dividend paying stocks that actually pay somebody to own it, which I'm a big believer in dividend payers, especially right now with the market at heights that we currently are at. Now, in addition to that, we also use a methodology that, again, will help us avoid a large correction, or help us attempt to avoid a large correction, by looking at the short-term versus long-term moving averages of this stock portfolio.
Right.
So if our technical signals fire off, bam, we're going to move to cash. If they fire off to go the other way, we're going to move right back into that 50 stock portfolio. You know, unfortunately, making a recommendation for somebody across the board saying, hey, you should own these five stocks, well, in this day and age, it's reckless. You know, everybody's situation is different based on, you know, are they willing to take the risk or not? I'm not a big believer in just, you know, picking individual stocks that look like they're climbers, you know, over the recent week. I like long-term strategies that typically are going to produce returns that outpace, you know, the traditional markets, but also really dramatically reduce the risk that folks are taking while they're investing in those strategies.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Does make sense. You got, caution is the byword for sure. Sean, so want to find out more about you, connect with you on the internet. What's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. Our website at www.mybeaconwealth.com. Again, that's mybeaconwealth.com. Got a lot of great information on the website, a lot of pertinent articles, things that many people will find very, very useful in their everyday investing lives.
All right. And if you got any questions or comments for me, this interview or any others we do, the email address to send us an email to kl@carrylutz, kl@carrylutz. Twitter feed is @carrylutz, and our Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. And by the way, if you want to subscribe to the show, we're on iTunes. If you've got the iTunes program, you just go to the iTunes store, type in Carrie Lutz, it'll come up, and that's it. All right, Sean. Hey, it's great talking to you. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Carrie.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.